Message 1 was received at 8:30 a.m. today.
Hey, it's Kevin.
That's Slate's Kevin Arnovitz after he heard a radio blog we ran last week from Mickey Kouse. This was about something Will Salatin just referred to, Senator Kerry's reference to the vice president's lesbian daughter, Mary, a comment that Mickey called gratuitous and creepy. Dick and Lynn Cheney also complained, but Kevin left us this radio blog response.
So about this Mary Cheney flap, I have to disagree with my colleague Mickey Kouse that the comment was gratuitous. I cannot understand what about John Kerry's remarks offended the Cheney clan. Had President Bush, when speaking about immigration, had he referenced Teresa Hines Kerry's experience as an American immigrant? Would that have been inappropriate? It's not like Mary Cheney's homosexuality is some kind of affliction, like a verboten family tragedy, like the death of John Edwards' son, never to be spoken on the campaign trail. To me, the only cheap and tawdry political trick that was performed on Wednesday night was the one turned in by the Cheney parental units. They were the ones who used the daughter's sexuality as a weapon against John Kerry's very general and very sympathetic remark. I only wish that Dick and Lynn had been so indignant when their daughter was legitimately under attack by the administration, who was willing to write gays and lesbians out of the nation's founding document. This was a case of really selective indignation exploited by the Cheneys to aid the Bush-Cheney campaign. Anyway, that's all I got. Take care.
That radio blog from Kevin Arnovitz, the editor of Slate's Frey column and a quarterly columnist for Out Magazine.